Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
No, I think the opponent that we're playing, it's kind of hard to overlook this team. You kind of got to live in the moment and prepare accordingly. You know, my message to anybody who asks is just watch more film. You know, focus a little more. This is a huge opportunity for us. You know, it is one game away from the Super Bowl, but we have to get past this team. This team is a very good football team. So you got to prepare for this team and for this opportunity.
Hey, Micah, it's Kim Jones from NFL Network.
How are you doing, Kim? Great.
How are you? It's good to see you.
Yeah, you too.
It seems to me it's really hard to make improvements in the midst of a season. I just think it would be, you know, you're in that grind mode and here you are having to improve. Yet your defense has certainly done that this year. What was the key to making those improvements, Micah?
Well, I think we understood that we have to be playing our best ball come, you know, into December and January. You know, everything that was happening early in the season wasn't ideal. We didn't want to be giving up, you know, the yards that we were giving up, touchdowns in the red zone, you know, to name a few. We didn't want to be doing that stuff, but we understood that as long as we keep working at it and practicing at it, then, you know, eventually we're going to get better. And that's kind of the mindset around here, you know, just continuing to work on something, you know, each and every day. And, you know, hopefully you're playing your best ball towards the end of the season.
And if I could just ask one more, I interviewed Teron and Tre'Davious after that game Saturday, and I believe you were one of the defensive backs who initially came over to that group.
Yeah.
And I just thought, Micah, you know, I believe in this stuff. I thought that said so much about the Bills and who all of you are, and you are all in it together. And I've covered teams not in Buffalo, but who haven't been in it together. Like, I recognize that. So if you would take me back to that moment, if you don't think I'm crazy with all of this, do moments like that matter when it comes to teamwork, when it comes to winning, and when it comes to culture?
Oh, for sure. Yeah, I remember exactly what you're talking about. You know, we were going off the field and you're interviewing Taryn. You know, I think that we even when that play happened, obviously it's going viral when I just tackled Taryn into the screen. I was just extremely happy for him. Like that's stuff that I could say if he got another pick six like that, I'm probably going to do it again because I was that excited for him. You know, I know the hard work and the film, as much film as he watches, and for it to pay off like that in the divisional round of the playoffs, huge play. Honestly, I that's the play, probably the reason why we won the game. Just a huge momentum shift. And so after the game, when you were interviewing him, you know, we all just saw him and we like to mess with Taryn a little bit. That's our boy. And, you know, we were just right there messing with him. But I think that's just not just the defensive backs or the defense or the offense or special teams. That's just how people are around here, the organization. Yeah, I think, you know, Bean and Sean, they handpick guys to be in this locker room. And, you know, we're a tight knit group. When that, you know, even when it comes down to the janitors, the equipment staff, the training room, the cafeteria ladies, the cafeteria men, sorry, Bill, you know, whoever it is that's in our building, you know, we're having fun, we're appreciating each other, and that just correlates to us on the football field.
You remain awesome. Thank you, Micah.
Thank you.
probably a little bit of a lame question here, Micah. How are you, by the way?
I'm good. How you doing?
But how fun was Saturday? I mean, you guys, we've been talking to you guys for 3 years about the build up to this moment, and then to have that, you know, huge, not that they haven't all been very big wins this year, but how much fun was that in the moment?
Winning is always fun. Winning is the reason why you play the game. It's the reason why I play. It's the reason why, you know, a lot of it, I would like to think that majority of people play is to win. So anytime you're doing that, it's fun. But at the same time, you know, we realized shortly after that victory that there's another big one coming up. So this would be you know, top notch. This would be a real fun game to go out there and win.
And you mentioned this game. You got to look at Patrick Mahomes and what he can do with the, you know, the weapons that he has around him. What challenges does he present, and what do you have to do this week specifically against this offense? It's much different than Baltimore's to be successful.
Yeah, I think that playing Baltimore last week and then coming into the Chiefs is like total opposites of the spectrum. You know, obviously a great quarterback, a guy that can make any throw, get outside the pocket. He's dangerous, smart, can do it all. One of the best quarterbacks in his league. So I think it, you know, obviously starts with him, but just his football team in general, they got a lot of weapons. And you know, we played them early in the season, and but you know, we were able to limit their explosions downfield in the pass game. But at the same time, we gave way too many yards in the run game. So you know, that's something that we got to fix. But you know, I think the good thing is we have played these guys once already, just like Baltimore. We know we played them last year, so we had that game film. You know, this year we played the Chiefs already, so we have that game film on what we need to improve on and what we did poorly. So you know, we've been paying a lot of attention to it, and obviously the other game film that they have out there. So it's just gonna be a huge challenge for us.
Thanks, Mike. Appreciate it.
Hey, Mike. Dante Lastin. Good to see you.
Good to see you too.
Coach McDermott, Coach Frazier, and Coach Dable have coached in a combined 18 championship games throughout their career. With a relatively young roster, but some veteran players like yourself on this team, how important is it to have multiple coaches with years of experience playing in championship weekend?
I mean, coaches and players, it's always good to have that experience playing in championship games, playing in Super Bowls, playing in the playoffs. You know, you need guys in the locker room that can share the message to whether if it's the young guys and or even the older guys that haven't been there yet. So that's huge. That's important. But at the same time, I think there is also success or some positivity in just not knowing what you don't know. So you know, I think that a lot of these young guys are out here just playing. They don't know, you know, obviously they know this AFC championship game, but they don't realize the magnitude of it. So that's also a good thing too. So, but you need that veteran presence, and you know, I think it's a good thing that we have that.
Absolutely. Thank you for your time, and good luck this weekend.
Of course. Thank you.
Hey, Micah, Matt Fairburn here. Curious, since you got here, how you've seen Jerry Hughes grow in a leadership role on your defense and your team?
From when we first got here in 17, I wouldn't say he wasn't a leader, but I think that he wasn't really a vocal guy to the whole defense, to the whole team. Throughout the years, you know, I think he's had a lot of, not just being the longest 10-year player here in Buffalo, but being one of the older guys and you know, going playing many years with Zoe, playing many years with Kyle, just seeing, you know, how good leaders they were, I think kind of sparked a lot of guys, myself included. Obviously Jerry, we played a lot of ball with him. You know, Poe played a lot of ball with him. So, you know, I think, but in Jerry's case, he realizes that, you know, he's one of the older guys and he wants it. He wants to play well. He wants to win the Super Bowl. He's you know, been here in Buffalo for a long time, and he wants to see this organization be successful.
And similar question for you about Sean McDermott. We talk a lot about, you know, various aspects of him as a coach, but how much have you seen him grow and evolve? I mean, now you guys have, you're not just a really good defensive team. You're throwing the ball all over the yard, you know, putting up 35, 40 points. How have you seen your coach grow since you got here?
man, Sean, over the last 4 years, how has he grown? I think when we first got here, I think he needed to be, I don't want to say he's not detailed anymore, because he definitely is. That's a very detailed guy. He's all about the process and not about getting better each and every day and focusing on the things you can get better at. But back then in 17, that was a whole different detail. Like, that was like, you know, because you had to filter in and out the guys that were going to be here. It was a hard situation that he was in at the beginning. Lucky we did go to the playoffs and all that stuff, but Sean's grown a lot since being here. I think that now not that he did in 17, but I think even more he trusts his players a lot more now. Just, you know, especially the veteran guys that are going to take care of the locker room, going to handle that stuff and make sure that everyone's mind is right going into a football game. But I think ultimately, if there's a message that needs to be said, you know, he kind of lets the leaders of the team, the older guys, handle it. And if he has to step in, he will. I think that, you know, that's what over the last 4 years, I think that's something that, you know, I've seen with my own eyes, kind of the process and you know, how he is, you know, today.
Thank you, Mike. I really appreciate that.
Of course.
Hey, Mike, it's Jay with the Buffalo News. Along those lines of what Matt was just asking there, I want to go back to 2017, your first year here. You guys had a 3-game losing streak that was pretty ugly, and you went into Kansas City and won that game and kind of turned things around. I'm curious your recollections of that week and maybe what you saw of your head coach to kind of steady the ship when it looked like things were getting away from you, and maybe what you learned about Sean in that week in particular.
For sure. I was honestly just thinking about that the other day. I was thinking about that game in 17, losing 3 games in a row. It seemed like it was 60-0 each one of those games. Not really having any momentum going into Kansas City. I feel like that Kansas City win, and then 2018, the final game of the season, the Dolphins game, and then last year losing at Houston in the playoffs. I think those are 3, you know, monumental games for this organization. You know, just because, you know, that Kansas City game that you just talked about, you know, we were getting whooped. But the guys in this locker room continued to fight. And, you know, the message that week was, you know, just try to find a way to get a win. And we did. Just myself thinking that week, you know, I was there was really no negativity that was in the locker room or anything like that. We just felt like we had to go get a win. And looking back, I think that was the game that changed that season. And was able to give us momentum and you know, get into the playoffs.
Yeah. And then just on a different topic, the film room, walk me through what it was like to watch Taryn's interception back on film, and not only to see that, but to see Trey out in front giving him the block on Lamar. I mean, you talk about a, you know, selfless play of a guy, you know, to spring his teammate. Maybe that goes a little bit unnoticed, but I would have to think that you guys loved to see that from Tre'Davious to help Taryn get into the end zone.
Well, yeah, it definitely doesn't go unnoticed. You know, that's something that we all noticed right away watching the film. I mean, she was seeing the highlights all over the TV and all over whatever. You know, you can tell that, you know, Tre'Davious was busting his ass to make that block for Taryn. But that's just the type of guys that we have in this building. I think it's safe to say any other guy on the defense would have been busting his ass to also make that block for Taryn too. So, but just seeing Taryn able to make that play, you know, me and Bo have been in Taryn's ear a lot, you know, throughout the last couple of years about being the best nickel in the league. And I think that he's showing that, you know, he can come up and tackle as well as anybody. He's like a safety in the run game. And then the pass game, he, you know, can one-on-one with some guys. So it was amazing to see Taryn make that play, and it was amazing to see Tre'Davious making that block.
Awesome. Thanks, Mike. Appreciate it.
Of course. Yep.
Hey, Mike, it's Mark Gaughan. Thanks for doing this. I want to ask you about Travis Kelce. I looked it up, by the way. You are faster than he is. But what makes him so tough, the way they use him, particularly in the red zone? He had a couple touchdowns in the first meeting.
Just a big body. Big body. He's been playing for a long time. He understands the game very well. He understands obviously how to beat man-to-man. He uses his size, his strength, his leverage. And then on top of that, if this is zone, he's able to find the holes. They run a lot of stuff scheme-wise for him, and he's hard to get down. If you had to create a tight end on Madden, it'd be Travis Kelce. He's a huge weapon for him. And like I said, he's been doing it for a long time, and we gotta know where he's at all times.
Thank you.
When you look you talk about Sean McDermott. When you look at Leslie Frazier and just the calming influence he's been, what has he made? What has he done to help Sean out and help his defense out?
I think that just Frazier's personality in general is just is contagious. He's the type of guy that I remember talking to the media the other day. He never gets too high and never gets too low. If you have a bad game, he focuses on what you can do better and correcting mistakes. And if you have a good game, he'll tell you, hey, we got some stuff to improve on. And I think that's Leslie Frazier in a nutshell. He's just a humble guy. Him being a former player is I think kind of plays a part of that, because as a player, you can't be up and down. Like with myself, I can't. If I have a good game, I can't get too high. If I have a bad game, I can't get too low. You got to stay in the middle, because that's how you're going to continue to get better. And I think that's how exactly how Frazier is. So a lot of players relate to that, see that, and want to play for a coach like that. And as far as him helping Sean, yeah, I think that he's just helped everybody in the building. He's given a lot of guys confidence. He gave me confidence when I first got here. Obviously, to this day, he's still doing that. But when I got here in 17, gave me confidence, told me, go out there and make your calls and just make plays. And I think that when you have a coach like that, that gives you confidence and he trusts you on any given play, any given call, and that's when players play their best. So that's why we love Frazier so much.
And just the other question I have is it's about receivers. And I don't know if you went up against Adams back in – if you were there in Green Bay when he was there. But when you look at the guys that are in the playoffs, Adams, Hill, Kelce, and Stephon Diggs, what – you mentioned these guys, Diggs is unguardable. What makes these guys to a certain degree unguardable, and how important is it that the Bills have one of those guys?
If you can have one of those guys on your team, it's huge. I'm thinking defensively, it's hard because you can't have one guy on them. You can't be one on one. You got to have another body over there, and then in return, that helps the opposing offense. That helps them in the numbers game or working the other side of the field or whatever it may be. But to have those guys, it's huge, and it's a huge challenge for the defense.
Yeah, and what makes Diggs what separates Diggs from makes him elite? What is it about him?
Honestly, you can say anything. His stats, his film, his confidence, his swag. I mean, he's one of the best. He has it right now, and I think that. With a guy like Davante Adams, I was there in Green Bay when he was young, and me personally, I'd always tell him, man, you're a dog, like you're a beast, like be a beast. And that's the same thing that Diggs is going, obviously going through and been doing for a while. With these guys in the league, when they know they're good and they have confidence, and nobody's stopping them. And I think at the same time, you gotta have a quarterback that's throwing you a ball. So if you got Josh Allen or Aaron Rodgers or Patrick Mahomes, and then you also have an elite receiver out there. There's nothing you can do about it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.